Blog Talk Radio.
Shine on you as Ken shares his word through music and song. Through word and song. May he look down upon you as you listen and learn. So grab a comfy seat, relax, and let the Lord bring peace and love into your life. And let God's Rainbow Ministry bring his word to your heart and soul.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Johnny. That was beautiful.
Welcome.
All right. Okay, well, let's play some music here.
Like a new reality, you are my crown.
Thank you.
Way.
Above all distraction, above every doubt, you have my attention here right now. Love from the outset, yours from the start. You broke through the darkness, you held my heart.
Thank you.
604. Okay? Now we're going to get into the first message, which is going to be a devotional. It's called Living Without Expectation of Perfection. You see, offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian and Messianic life. See, the Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. See, God longs to fashion us into the likeness that we might model the love that we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through as you enter a calling as a minister of reconciliation. See, one of the most vital aspects of offering continual forgiveness is living without expectation of perfection from others. You will never meet a perfect human. All of us suffer from the same simple broken condition. As believers, our lives reflect God's grace, transforming what was once holy, sinful, into pictures of His love. Even in this reflection, we will never experience perfection until we pass from this world to the next and live in the perfect, uninhibited relationship with our Heavenly Father. Psalms chapter 103, verses 10 to 14, offers us an insight into the expectations of God in regard to our sin. May the perspective of our Heavenly Father be a model for forgiveness. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. You see, God offers us continual love, grace, and compassion and forgiveness because He knows that we've come from dust and will return to dust once again. He knows the signs and symptoms of brokenness that entangles us. And He offers us forgiveness for our sin and grace to live righteously in the future. If we are ever going to live in the fullness of life available to us, we must learn to be like our Heavenly Father. We must learn to live without an expectation of perfection from anyone. It isn't pessimistic to view everyone as imperfect. Rather, it is perspective that will allow us to love and enjoy others to the fullest. Our Heavenly Father longs to guide us to a lifestyle of forgiveness because He longs for us to live with the fullness of joy. Our God's greatest delight is relationship with His people. And it was forgiveness by the death of Jesus that restored relationship that was made possible. So we are made in the image of our Father. We are created to enjoy fellowship with one another, uninhibited by the bitterness and resentment that comes from unforgiveness. We are made to have our hearts open and full of love for one another, but to live the abundant life, we must free ourselves from placing others on a platform of perfection they will never attain. So take time in guided prayer to allow God to fill you in His perspective. Allow Him to set you free from the expectation of perfection for others. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short the glory of God." So may you become like your Heavenly Father, filled with love, grace, and forgiveness for all those who fall short of perfection around you. So first, meditate on the nature of our imperfection as humans. Allow God's word to fill you with grace for sin and mistakes of others. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, "Surely there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins." Secondly, who have been elevating to the status of perfection? Whom do you need to offer grace to who you didn't meet our expectations? And thirdly, ask the Lord to fill you with grace, mercy, and forgiveness for others. Ask Him to give you His perspective. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to a greater portion of joy in life today as you free others from the expectation of perfection. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame and remembers that we are dust. Once again, that is Psalms 103, verses 10 to 14. So along with freeing others from the expectation of perfection, if we will offer ourselves the same grace and mercy that our Heavenly Father does, we will experience new levels of joy and freedom. While God has offered us a path to total freedom from sin, he has the fullness of compassion for our weaknesses. Don't strive for perfection in your works, but instead pursue a deeper relationship with God of love and grace. You weren't created to live perfectly in your own strength, but to know the love of the Father and allow him to empower you to the life to which you have been called. May you free yourself from the burden of perfection today and pursue greater intimacy with your Heavenly Father. I highly suggest that you read Psalms 103, and it'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Well, now has brought us to this question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay, because you will be given a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you running around, okay, like a chicken with his head cut off, not knowing where to go or what to do? Are you suffering from some kind of depression or anxiety? Or maybe you're suffering from a drug addiction or an alcohol addiction or a gambling addiction or overeating addiction or gaming addiction or internet addiction, whatever it may be. See, the Lord Jesus Christ can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? That's right, he's got to know you. So in order for him to help you, you've got to ask him into your life. So I ask you, are you going to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life tonight? If so, say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Well, if you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, you know you have. Normally, we would ask you to call in. But since we went to a no-call format, okay, I hope that you have said this prayer. And I pray that you have said this prayer, okay? And you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight because you do not know what tomorrow will bring. Even you don't even know if you will be alive tomorrow. So don't put off what you can do today for tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. Amen. Well, let's play some music.
I remember, but nothing really mattered as much. It's being in the whip pack with the homies and it's all love. That's all I ever wanted was a moment. Whenever I was in it, like I own it. Not worry about opponents, now it's high side. Just show the left side, we on the south side. We going west just to ride away. Little brother, that ain't my shade. Uncle always stay on my case. But now you figured out we had to cook out. But the memories feeling like a daze, 'cause I could never looking like Jesus. Give a fair thought to the meter. Everybody eats bro, you're loud. Gang, 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 when you see us.
Competition, listen to plan, I ain't chasing it, but it's
gotta let go. On your mark, let go. On thin, we make war. Jump 16, turn around and spit 8-mo. Front line soldier, in attack mode. Slaying every nut to impulse, grabbing at my soul. A lot of folks wanna make peace again, but it makes no sense. They make peace again. And when I talk war, I don't mean a thing. Save your long winded argument, step into the arena. And see Christ conscious, idolize monsters. Desires of our lives that enslaved us. Don't contact a warrior in combat. Gave it all we got, gave it life. Rescued us from a place so hot. Battle my flesh when it gets in the way. Die daily, I commit suicide. Eddie ain't killer. That mean he lives in me. I live in him. He's the conquering king. War wounds the mover when you thought we lost him. He's the very reason that we can conquer. I'm sick and tired of people blaming the devil when we need accountability. Growth and never settle for your maturity levels like filthy bags. And when he conquers, everybody wave a white flag.
Now it's time for the Bible reading. I'm going to bring on Tony F. Okay. This one is titled Moses Loses His Cool. Let's see what Tony F. has got to say on this one.
It just takes you forever and ever and ever and ever to move there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm old.
Hey, y'all, and welcome. Thank you for having me again to share the word with you as it was written and only as it was written. And a couple little things I want to say beforehand. First, to our listener who thinks that it's very rude that I read the Bible from Google, the Bible has been printed over and over and over for thousands of years in many, many, many different languages, in tons of different countries, and it's all the same. If you read it on Google, you read it straight out of the book. It's all the same. So, secondly, while I was waiting for Ken to finish that last round of music, I was watching America's Got Talent. There was an audition at the end of the show by a blind, autistic young man that I'm not going to say anything more, but if you want to see God's miracle, watch that show. Check out his audition. I promise you, if you don't cry, there's something inhuman about you. Amen. Now, we're going to go to Numbers 20. As Ken said, Moses loses his cool. I think Moses just about had it with these folks anyway, you know, those children of Israel, as we've seen. So far, they just don't like to do anything that they're told to, like most children. Now, here we go. Then the children of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. Now, there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and Aaron. And the people contended with Moses and spoke, saying, "If only we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. Why have you brought us up, brought up the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our animals should die here? And why have you made us come out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, nor is there any water to drink." So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of God, of the Lord appeared to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animals." So Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebel, must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Because you do not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them." This was the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel contend with the Lord, and he was hallowed among them. Now Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. "Thus says your brother Israel, you know all the hardships that have befallen us, how our fathers went down to Egypt, and we dwelt in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians afflicted us and our fathers. When we cried out to the Lord, he heard our voices and sent the angel and brought us up out of Egypt. Now here we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of your border. Please let us pass through your country. We will not pass through fields or vineyards, nor will we drink water from wells. We will go along the king's highway. We will not turn aside to the right hand or to the left until we have passed your territory." Then Edom said to him, "You shall not pass through my land, lest I come out against you with sword." So the children of Israel said to him, "We will go by the highway, and if I or my livestock drink any of your water, then I will pay for it. Let me pass only through on foot, nothing more." Then he said, "You shall not pass through." So Edom came up against them with many men and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his territory. So Israel turned away from him. Now the children of Israel, the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the border of the land of Edom, saying, "Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given to the children of Israel, because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them in Eleazar his son, for Aaron shall be gathered to his people and die there." So Moses did just as the Lord commanded, and they went up to Mount Hor in the sight of the congregation. Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there on the top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. Now when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, all the house of Israel mourned for Aaron for 30 days. Well, the king of Arad, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south, heard that Israel was coming on the road to Ephraim. Then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. So Israel made a vow to the Lord and said, "If you will indeed deliver this people into my hands, that I will utterly destroy their cities." And the Lord listened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. So the name of that place was called Hormah. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses, "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was, if the serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked upon the bronze serpent, he lived. Now the children of Israel moved on and camped in Oboth, and they journeyed from Oboth and camped at Yajam Abram in the wilderness, which is east of Moab, toward the sunrise. From there they moved and camped in the valley of Zered, from where they moved and camped on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness that extends from the borders of the Ammonites. For the Arnon is the border of Moab between Moab and the Amorites. So see, eventually it all comes around and those snakes are going to get you. But the children don't like to listen, just like they don't these days. That's what causes so much trouble and strife in our poor little world. But I'll be with you again tomorrow night. I'm going to give you something from Psalms 33:5. Oh, Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now on to Proverbs. You know, Proverbs is always a little more wicked. Just something for y'all to think about. Because you know some of y'all out there, some of y'all out there need the Lord. Devil's always talking at you. When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Amen. Thank you one more time, guys, for letting me come into your lives for a few moments each night to share the word with you the way it was written, the way it was shared. And like I said, those many thousands of years ago, if they'd had Google, that's how they'd have learned it and spread it. Amen. I'm going to hand you back over to Ken, and I'll be talking to you all in a bit.
Amen. Amen. All right. Let me get situated here. Folks, I'm an old man. Okay? Takes me a while. Now I'm situated. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I hope you enjoyed tonight's Bible reading. Okay? Moses lost his cool. Okay? I guess we all do that sometimes. We lose our cool. Okay? It's just that Moses was a very, 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 very patient man with the children of Israel. Okay? Okay, more patient than anybody that I know. Okay? Okay, so, like I said, we all lose our cool sometimes. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, we're getting down to about our 15-minute mark left. So let me get into the prophetic message for tonight. And this goes out to all those out there who need it, and you know who you are. The Father says today, let go of the past. There is no version of your life you can imagine that I want you to be burdened by the past, by the guilt, or by sorrow. Let it go. Others may work very diligently to remind you of your failings and flaws, but that is not my command, says God. Get up, dust yourself off, and move on. Remember the words of David in Psalm 51, when he had failed so miserably that he prayed against you, and against you only have I sinned. In the final analysis, regardless of what man says, your greatest, in fact, your only debt is to me, and that was paid were on the cross. So let all torment cease, says the Father. Consign the past to my judgments and accept the cleansing of Calvary. Receive the adamantation, so often repeated, go and sin no more. You haven't done everything right in your life. Mistakes have been made. Consequences have at times been shameful and even horrific. Just know that the blood that was shed at the cross was sufficient to cover you and make you clean. You are clean, says God. You are clean through the word. I have spoken to you. This is your portion. When you throw yourself on my mercy and render up your life as an offering of service before my throne. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to play a song here. Okay. Here we go.
At the dollar store, staring at my mom like, I wish I could buy you more. Things happen for a reason, that's just what they say. And if you never chase a dream, then don't run away. Aim high, never be a chaser. My family never hears goodbyes, only see you later. Working at my old job, going up the elevator, just to tell my boss I quit. I never thought that I would say it. A couple years ago, I said I'll never go to church. But look at me now, it's kind of funny how it works. I guess that's being human, and we all go through it. The only way you live life is when you home has become a plane. Been traveling so much the pilots know a name. In Metropolis, I'm looking for my lowest lane. If I was married to my last girl, I'd probably be divorced. I never had a choice, we always had to win. We treated school like church and we never win. My mom said, is this too much to have you graduate? It's not like I'm asking you to be the president. I'm trying to find a girl who loves me for me. Might take her back to 94 and rock some Wallabies. Suburban kids listening to Wu-Tang. Explain it to my parents like I'm flying out in 2 days. I'm standing on my desk like a deaf poet. And if you love someone, tell them or they'll never notice. I never go with friends, I just try to make them. I'm a misfit till I die, and I'm never changing. Just a young boy trying to find a way.
It's all good, you know.
Amen. Well, it's now time for Tony F. to come and give us the closing prayer for tonight. And here he is.
Well, here's hoping you are still in his light tomorrow when we meet again. Same godly time, same godly channel. Now, remember as you go this evening that his rainbow light protects you. But there's always that dark voice tempting you, pulling you, convincing you that that's the way to do it. Remember, you need to stay in the light to stay away from the evil. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You need to stay in the light. Amen. And who is the light? Jesus. Amen. Okay, well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out. Here we go.
My Lord, he's good and great, but he ain't gonna stay.
guess you could call that an Undertaker blues, because he is risen, okay? And he's not rotting in no grave. Amen. All right. All right. Well, God bless y'all. I want to say good night, okay? I hope you can come back tomorrow night, okay, for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio with me and Tony F, okay? So, God bless. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
I lost you.